Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Dr. Joey Von Nessen, research economist in the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business and the chief economist at the University of South Carolina in Columbia.
We can really break down the potential effects of any tariffs in South Carolina into short-run and long-term impacts. So the short-term impacts basically refer to a series of price increases or an increase in production costs. So if we see an increase in the tariffs on auto parts that are being imported into the United States, that basically translates into an increase in production costs for manufacturers, ultimately leading to price increases for the final good, typically, or it's absorbed, one of those two. But either way, we're seeing an increase in costs overall. Secondly, any type of retaliatory tariff that we see on the part of China or anyone else means that we're going to see an increase in the price of the final vehicle itself. And in both cases, when we see an upward pressure on prices, or we see an increase in price, what does that do? That's going to tamp down demand and blunt some of the demand that these companies are seeing. Now, the good news is that any particular positive outcome to these trade negotiations would alleviate any real short-term effects almost instantly, right? Because we're just talking about a price shift there. But we also have to consider these long-run effects. And the long-run effects can occur when companies, in order to avoid a lot of either the tariffs themselves or the uncertainty surrounding the potential for future tariffs, in order to avoid that, they begin to rethink their production decisions and where they're going to produce vehicles for different markets. And if they're going to produce them for markets outside the United States, does that mean they want to rethink their global production strategies? And what we're looking at in South Carolina right now is whether or not or when we see any type of short-run effects begin to transition into long-run effects. And I would suggest that the longer that we see the ongoing uncertainty associated with trade negotiations, the more likely we're going to see these short-run effects translate into or turn into long-run effects. Now, what did the data show us for South Carolina in terms of what we've seen over the last year? A couple of points that we can make here. First of all, if we look at South Carolina export volume, this is cargo volume shipped out of Charleston, you can see that there's a very strong impact here that occurred in the second half of 2018. As a result of that retaliatory tariff that China implemented. Remember, we mentioned before a 40% tariff on vehicles exported out of the United States went into effect in July and then was reduced back down to 15% in January. Export growth dropped significantly during the second part of 2018 and has been recovering since then. So total cargo volume has stayed positive, but exports were affected during that time period. And again, that reinforces this uncertainty. Could something like this potentially happen again? The other piece of evidence that we can see in the data that have emerged over the last year, it goes back to this manufacturing employment data that we have that we can take a look at. And we can very clearly see a change in this employment services category. Despite the fact that this has been happening for over a year, what do we notice about the unemployment rate? It's continued to fall, right? So we've had no adverse effect on unemployment as a result of this, which implies that the labor market is so strong that many of these workers are getting absorbed elsewhere in South Carolina. The other sector that we want to talk about that's changed over the last year, in addition to manufacturing, I'll briefly talk about construction. And again, we see a very similar pattern here in terms of a bit of a softening of growth or downturn in 2018, followed by a recovery in 2019. And this is true whether we're looking at new construction or remodeling. But the reason for this change is in late 2018, we effectively had the perfect storm occur in housing, which caused a blunting of the momentum that housing had seen for the last several years in terms of steady growth. And that perfect storm consisted of three elements: an increase in labor costs, an increase in lumber costs, and an increase in interest rates. So you would expect that two of those going up, of course, is going to put upward pressure on prices, is going to tamp down demand, and of course, an increase in interest rates is going to make it marginally less affordable for the home buyer. The good news is that two of these three factors have basically been removed from contention as being threats in 2019, which is why we've seen a bit of a recovery, specifically lumber costs and interest rates.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Dr. Joey Von Nessen, Chief Economist at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, in their Division of Research at the Moore School of Business. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.